I'm Diana, and I love printing and design, typography and branding, books and publishing. I've traveled the world learning about trends to share with my students and with my readers. But I haven't forgotten where I started, writing papers about paper on paper. And now I've created a podcast to share what I know with you. So let's talk paper scissors. One of my very favorite things is connecting with someone around a shared passion, whether in person or virtually, whether locally or somewhere far, far away. I've been using a piece of software called FontSelf for a little while now, experimenting in font creation. I recommended the software to my advanced typography students this semester, and in doing so, I reached out to the FontSelf team to ask a question. Now, this began a dialogue with one of the co-founders that evolved into this recorded interview that you are about to hear. And it's in these moments of connection, of shared mutual understanding, as well as curiosity, that remind me why I love this podcasting space so much. Our guest today is Franz Hoffmann, designer turned entrepreneur and co-founder of FontSelf, which brings easy type-making capabilities into the hands of all creatives. FontSelf was born from his belief that typography is a powerful medium that should be democratized, like photo and video editing. As a creative who was frustrated by the complexity of typographic tools, Franz started an independent research project in 2005 to explore how modern software and new graphic technologies could better serve the needs of other designers. As fierce believers in innovative type technologies, Franz and his co-founder, Mohamed Ganania, are passionately supporting tens of thousands of customers who want a simple yet enjoyable experience to craft their own custom fonts. FontSelf brings powerful type-making capabilities right into Adobe Illustrator and Photoshop, and it's also now available as an iPad app geared for handmade typefaces. I am joined by a co-host today, Michael Young, who is a Toronto-based graphic designer, developer, and accessibility specialist. Since 2010, he's been with the Ontario Public Service, developing and overseeing branding and marketing campaigns for the province of Ontario in a small but mighty team of creatives. He's currently pursuing his Master of Digital Media at Toronto Metropolitan University, which is where he and I met. Michael and I are currently working on a project together that is exploratory in nature surrounding the visual language of type. As someone who is new to font creation, I looped him in on this conversation because I think that his duality of his vast professional design experience paired with his beginner-level type design work makes him an ideal person to engage in this dialogue with me. So in this conversation, you'll learn why FontSelf was created and more about FontSelf as a tool and its evolution, hearing about some interesting projects from around the globe with the FontSelf toolset at their center. You'll hear about one particularly powerful project, Gilbert Color, an iconic font made with FontSelf that is anchored in meaning and in community, available through Adobe Fonts. You'll also hear some very helpful advice from Franz for completely beginner users of FontSelf and how to get started. Experimentation, iteration, and democratization are all themes explored throughout the following 40 minutes. This episode is not sponsored by FontSelf. I just believe that it's a really great tool, and I was excited to learn more about it directly from Franz. Okay, let's listen in.
Thank you so much for this invitation.
Yeah, I'm really excited to chat with you today. And I also have Michael with us. Hi, Michael.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. All right, so we're going to jump right into it. And the first question I have for you, Franz, is if you can just tell us a bit more about yourself and your work, please.
Sure. So I'm Franz Hoffmann. I'm a, as it might sound, I'm a French person. I started my career as actually as a graphic designer. So I studied back in Switzerland. And after quite a few years, like doing freelancing work, I got you know, some kind of an itch that I needed to scratch about type, because I, you know, I kind of trying to learn the traditional way of creating typefaces. And it turned out to be a lot more, how would I say, like a demanding process than I could actually afford, or my, you know, my anxiety to get things started very quickly. And so basically for the past 20 years, I've been focused on solving this problem and working on FontSelf, which is different tools to help creatives just, you know, enjoy type making in a very pleasant way. So this is what I've been focusing on for most of my career now.
Wonderful. Thank you. And yeah, we all get that typeface itch, I think, at some point. That's been my experience anyway. Letters are this beautiful constraint that we can play with and do all sorts of fun things. And tools like FontSelf allow us to do that in an even kind of easier, more streamlined, more natural way with the tools that we already use. So maybe that's just a good flow into my next question, which is, can you just explain a little bit more about what FontSelf is and what makes it unique from other font creation software?
So I'd say, like, behind FontSelf, so it's essentially it's me and my co-founder, Mohamed Genania, who's an engineer. And so we've been, you know, trying to find ways to simply, how could I say, like, try to bring the font creation capabilities into the workflow and really closer to the mindset that we as creatives, so non-type designers, usually have when we think about letters. Because type is actually something extremely broad. I mean, depending on who you ask and how you look at it, for me, it goes from how people do handwriting. It's like the beautiful traditional metal type that has been, you know, refined over the centuries. But you could say even any graphic form of communications, like emojis, like pictograms, for me are some sorts of letter forms. I mean, at least they are just shapes that convey meaning. It could be a sound, it could be a country, it could be an emotion, and even like music has its own typefaces. So when we talk about type in general, for me, this is all these visual items that we, you know, we are surrounded with, whether it's in the physical world or digital world. And our look at FontSelf is to say there's, you know, there's a huge array of tones, colors, and all of this, but the tooling and the people who have been bringing all these sorts of expressions into the digital world has been really restricted. And usually this has been, this happened because the tooling was quite difficult. I mean, initially you had to actually melt the metal and create some cast just to start, you know, making letters. And then, so, you know, like technically this was really heavy. Then the digital revolution really helps, you know, most creators who was really going to the details, use software that will help you, you know, quickly draw vector shapes and assign a specific character key for each shape. And this, you know, really helps open the fields to many more creative people. But if you really want to master all the complexities of type design, this is still something that requires not only the, you know, specific tooling, but also a lot of knowledge and sometimes even a creative eye or some additional knowledge that really takes a lot of time. So where we really see FontSelf, you know, having like its own say in this type world, is really about this idea of trying to explore new ways or new spaces where, you know, by simplifying the tool sets and putting it into the hands of people who didn't have, you know, the time, the will, or even the knowledge that they could even create a typeface, what happens? And this is really where we are, you know, trying to find new ways to bridge, you know, the type community in a way, and all the other people in the world who are playing and interacting with letters. So again, you know, we provide font creation software, but we are really motivated about this idea of democratizing type making.
And so, sorry, if I can just ask a quick follow-up question to that, what has happened? What have you seen happen when you have brought this tool set to marketplace?
So it's been interesting because it's been like 20 years, and throughout the 20 years, we've had many, many different attempts, many failed attempts also to reach that, I mean, at least to test that vision. So, you know, for instance, we started by launching an online font creation tool, and we tried to innovate on many different levels. So it was the font creation process, the text rendering technologies. We had built something completely unique because we wanted to have textures, we wanted to have colors. We innovated on how people would use the fonts. And actually, that's one realization where we're like, okay, maybe we are trying to innovate in too many different directions at once. And maybe we have to, you know, step back and do things, you know, little by little. And that's when we started saying, okay, maybe we should first try to serve an audience who understands letters and type in general. So this was more like graphic designers. And we shipped this extension for Illustrator, which was really like, you know, initially thinking graphic designers will want to create fonts for their own posters. I mean, they already do a lot of custom lettering, and we'll see what happens. And it turned out that we saw people from a very wide range you know, places, both geographically and in terms of what kind of usage they had in mind. So it could be people who wanted to do like sign language custom fonts in Brazil, like big car companies who would use custom logos in their books. Like, you know, when you purchase a car, you will see a lot of icons over there. But also people, you know, creating alien languages for their own novels, teachers creating custom fonts from the kids' handwriting. And this was really what, you know, what was really amazing was to see that despite, you know, this plugin being something that you use in professional graphic software from Adobe, people from all kind of interests were willing to go, you know, deep into these tools, into these professional workflows, and they could manage to come up with typefaces that were really used in very different places. And for us, this is again, you know, what motivates us to keep digging here, to keep lowering the barrier, so that a lot more people can express themselves with this wonderful medium.
Yeah, thanks for sharing some of the really interesting ways that people have been using FontSelf. Are there any other sort of noteworthy or projects that stick out in your mind that have been using FontSelf in really interesting ways?
So it's all going to be like, you know, what do you consider interesting? I mean, we've seen people, you know, do like brand typefaces for international campaigns. Actually, we actually participated also in a project for the Pride Week, which was a color font typeface, which was called Gilbert, and this was initially a colorful design that was designed as a tribute for Gilbert Baker. So the person who created the rainbow flag. And this was probably one of the most iconic and even one of the first color typeface you know, available on the market. It's now available for free, including on Adobe Fonts. And for us, this is really important because it shows that sometimes it could be, you know, the shape of a font that has a very strong meaning. Here it was the color. And more importantly, it was how a community would be able to identify itself with the very specific shades and shapes of that typeface, and how suddenly the font becomes a lot more than just its visual aspect. And again, it ranges from these very, you know, powerful and global kind of projects. But we've seen also people playing with patterns. So creating, you know, like landscapes, some people using custom fonts in animations where they don't use type really as a, or at least font files as a way to showcase type, to showcase text, but simply as a medium to store different shapes. And then they will use it across different, you know, different contexts. And again, this is one thing we try to raise awareness about is that fonts are actually a blank canvas. You can do anything you want with it. You can play with it in different ways. And we love to see when people actually tweak the technology or the use of this medium to explore new ways or to serve different purposes that are far away from what we initially intended. So yeah, we really appreciate these kind of, you know, very both very pragmatic ways of using type and very experimental as well.
Yeah, I love the notion of seeing typefaces as a blank canvas that you can use for all sorts of different projects. What are your, coming back to the software, what are some of your favorite tools, abilities, or features within FontSelf?
So actually, one thing that we really care about is the simplicity and the ease of use. And so everything we do is related to that. And I think one of the most, so we have two products. We have this Illustrator and Photoshop plugin where basically we it starts with graphic designers. They draw an alphabet, for instance, for a custom project. And instead of dragging and dropping each character to compose their message, they would like to use a typeface. So the essential feature of this FontSelf plugin is that you will simply select the characters, you drop them on the panel that lives within the Illustrator, and then in one click you can generate an OpenType font file and install it. So basically, you know, you go from nothing, I mean, from the artwork that you've already drawn to something you can start typing a whole block of text in just no time. You just drag, you press install, and that's it. And for me, this is like the best and the coolest feature. And actually, one extra addition that we brought to this plugin quite later on was the ability to do all the spacing and kerning in one click. So you can manually do all of this within the extension, or you could just press one button, and then you have, you know, something that is optically spaced and kerned. So it creates kerning groups, a lot of different things in the background, and it's good enough so that for most people this is you know sufficient. And again, you know, first this is what we know that people enjoy most: this simplicity, this immediacy. And for our second product, which is an iPad app, it's the same thing. So we basically brought the principle that people who wanted to sketch letters and create them, you know, like handmade designs, they initially start either on paper or on the tablet with a pencil, a digital pencil. And we were like, okay, what if you could start sketching your letters, and as you draw, the font is automatically created. So not only you have an OpenType font file that's automatically generated, but it's already spaced and kerned, and you didn't have to think even about it. You just draw your letters. And again, this is the kind of extreme simplicity that we are really proud of. And we try, you know, slowly to bring it to other features, like, you know, adding OpenType ligatures on the desktop extension is very easy. There's no need to learn about programming to just decide what's going to be the string of characters for your ligatures. And again, you know, this is what we appreciate and we feel like most people will appreciate about FontSelf. It's not the extensivity of capabilities. I mean, there are better tools on the market like Glyphs. But if you look for, you know, going from an ID to something that you can use almost instantly, this is where we have a unique position.
So yes, I was mentioning when we spoke last about my goofy foot font that I created, and it was, yeah, something totally experimental, but it was my first kind of foray, my first adventure into FontSelf, and it was amazing how quick that process was. I went from scribbling with my feet 1 minute to scanning in and kind of vectorizing my foot letter forms the next, and then really quickly dragging and dropping into the font self extension within Illustrator and being able to create an OpenType font file almost instantaneously. So yes, it was amazingly quick and simple. And I think, as you just mentioned, like that's your sweet spot. So I can attest to the fact that yes, I have found that to be true.
And I still have to try my own goofy fonts, drawing straight with a finger and reaching my feet on the iPad. But it sounds like an interesting challenge. And that's one thing. I just saw you had done an experiment with your students about collaborative fonts. And I think this is, again, we as creatives, we love to experiment. We love to test new ways to work, but I think we also love when this can be done in interaction with other people.
Yes.
And this is something that we are trying to think, like, how can we not only empower people to craft on their own, but give them, more ideas or more pretexts to go outside and be confronted to other ways of creating, whether it's, as you've done, trying to bring like the more it's not fragility, but like I don't have the word in English, but like putting yourself at risk so
Yes.
that you experiment things differently or expose your ideas to other people. And I think that's one thing we like to bring more and more into the software to say, hey, you can craft a lot of things, but maybe you should try to put yourself into other people's shoes, or even in their own place, so that we can collectively learn from all of this. I think as creative, that's what we also like to be, not only crafting in our own world, but also exposed to the rest.
Precisely. And yes, Franz, I'm still waiting on your foot font. So I'm waiting with bated breath to see what yours looks like.
We will. I'll try to do it with the whole family so we can see if there's a scope, if the younger ones are more capable than us.
Yes, a true font family. A true
That
font family.
exactly. I love this term. Thank you so much.
A family of foot fonts.
You just changed the term font family forever. Now it will mean something for a lot of people.
Amazing. Amazing. I had a question for you as it relates to the continued evolution of your software. So if you, I mean, you've mentioned that it's changed shape a lot over the last 20 years and it kind of coming to a more simplified, more kind of streamlined, instantaneous result kind of iteration that it's in now. But I wanted to ask you, if you had all of the time and all of the resources in the world, what would your ideal vision for FontSelf be?
So this is quite interesting, I guess, especially because now in these days of the artificial intelligence rage, like everyone is questioning, what's going to be left for us humans. Like, if every art form can be done instantly by anyone anywhere in the world, what's left? And honestly, I have no answer yet on and hopefully I think that's you can have a you can see an existential crisis for a lot of people all around the world, but I think humanity is facing a lot of challenges far beyond AI. I mean, AI is part of it, but so I think it's a good thing that we have to ask these big questions all together. And one of my belief is that whatever happens next, so in our case, like in the type world, let's say that next year, next month, whenever, it's possible to generate whatever typeface with just a few keywords, and you have all the styles in the world, all the characters, sets. So potentially your mind could go crazy and say anything is possible anywhere, anytime. What do we do now? Like, okay, for many very practical use cases, this will be great. So people who have total creative freedom all at once. But as humans, we will still need to discover, we will still need to be amazed, we will still need have to, you know, to create without knowing where we are going. So I think the craft, in a sense, will never, will still be around, and people will still need to have experiences. Anyone can create their own clothing. Does it mean that everyone is creating their own clothing? No, you know, we like to consume, we like to be influenced by others. So that's why I have no idea where the software will evolve and where even our, you know, creative businesses and jobs will go in the, you know, years and decades to go. But I know that as long as there will be humans, we will need, you know, to tell stories, to see people face to face and all this. So I have, you know, like a positive faith that whatever the direction, we as humans will stand out and be creative and share among other to say, hey, if we have more time to do things together, so let's invent new ways to communicate or to spend our time. So yeah, I want to remain, I mean, I know it's there's going to be a lot of struggle, but I want to remain positive in general about all of this.
Mm-hmm. And to your point, I mean, one thing as someone, as a creative, as a designer, an instructor, a teacher, the thing that I have that has most profoundly impacted the way in which I work in recent years is the realization that it's not necessarily the success of the final product even that is the most important thing. It's like the making, the doing, the discovery, the innovation, the aha moments, all of the stuff in between. And like you've alluded to, when we can have everything immediately and perfectly through AI or other tech tools, it's some of that good gooey stuff in the middle that we really love as humans is lost. And so yeah, I think there will always be a place for the making.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing that we were trying to do also, like in the real world. So of course we are passionate about, you know, our tools, but we're also passionate about, you know, giving them a purpose and even ourselves as individuals, you know, spending more times not only on work but also on the community, trying to see what we can do around us, and again, that's something we would like to bring in a way or the other into the software, so that, you know, the software could have more personality or more values that we try to convey, so people understand that this is something that can be more powerful than just a creative tool. But this is why we are like in this phase of experimenting different things. I mean, what you just said about exposing ourselves to creating with the different part of our body or with other people. I mean, that's something that we're going to try to do like locally, in person. And as we learn about this, we'll try to see how we can be part of the fun self experience in general. And again, you know, for us, it's very important to hear back again from our users, so that, you know, all these experiences can eventually be communicated to the rest of the community. So we really love this experimental part and handcrafted part and interpersonal communications. I mean, that's when you are asking what kind of features we're really proud of. So we have like a in-app chat, both on desktop and the iPad. And you can, you know, discuss with us whether you have an issue or just have an idea or you want to share projects. And so we, you know, daily have tons of conversations with users. And I think that's, again, part of why we work and how we work is this constant feedback loop with people, understanding what are the struggles, how can we eventually solve them, but also what are the ways they use and that could be inspiring for other people. So, yeah. I don't remember what was the initial question, but
I don't either, and it doesn't matter. It all sounds incredible. Now, Michael is going to be dabbling in typeface design and starting to kind of work on a project. We'll work collaboratively a little bit, he and I, on this, and I'm really excited for him to dive in as a seasoned designer. And so what advice, and maybe, Michael, I don't know if you have a question off the top of your head, but just in thinking like a very beginner user of your software, what are some things that you would suggest someone like Michael kind of start to think about or do using your software?
So I would initially ask, what are you trying to achieve? Are you, I mean, Michael, maybe in your case, could you tell me what your, where, how you ended up being drawn to type making and what you, where you would like to push it forward?
Yeah, definitely. So it's something that I've always wanted to do. I have just got bitten by the type bug early on in my career at school, even, and have just been reading lots of books and buying lots of typefaces and just a lover of the art. But yeah, I think for my project, I really want to get into doing some monospaced fonts for a band label that I work with. And possibly for a major research project working with Canadian Aboriginal syllabics. So that's a much larger project and probably something not quite as suited for FontSelf. But yeah, I'd love to hear your advice about for people
Okay.
wanting to make fonts for the first time.
Interesting. So I think here there's so I would say, as you said, FontSelf is definitely not geared for all kind of use cases. But for anyone who wanna get started just quickly, without the technical hassles, I would recommend definitely giving it a try or ask a friend who has tried it, what's the feedback. Because again, that's what gives you the quickest shortcuts between IDs, sketches, whether they are already drawn in Illustrator, or whether you just want to sketch them on the iPad into a typeface. And again, this FontSelf will be will almost be too easy to get to this step. Because then, all the challenges that will be faced is okay. What's my purpose? Do I need to do something very legible with a lot of precision? Why I need to spend a lot more time not only sketching the characters but mostly refining so that when they you type them all together in random sentences, you get some kind of visual coherence. This is where actually you can spend a lot more time than sketching the initial key letters. So if you really want to just get your creativity out, I would just say just do it. If you have any issue, you just ping us through the app and we'll solve it. But again, this is really where I would say if you first want to get started and get something, so don't overthink initially. Like if you just want to work on five letters or just start with one word, just start with this word. You play with it, then you have a typeface, you type with just these five ca characters, and then you can see you can write different words, and then eventually you would like to go deeper. And that's one risk, is that people, say, okay, I'm gonna create like the whole Latin alphabet character sets even before they start using the fonts and see that maybe there might be some adjustments. So it's more like go in a very iterative process. Don't overthink it, and the results will not be as perfect as you want, but that's fine. That's part of the process. And if you really want to go deep into like the so if you feel like okay, I want to learn more about how professional type designers construct letters or construct alphabets. Or even work, what's the professional way of using the software? So really, if you really want to go deep into type design, you will probably see the some limitations at some points, and this is where we say, okay, this is totally fine. You can go out and see what other tools are proposing because there are different ways to think about drawing letters, which are really more geared for professional type editing, especially when it's text fonts. But if you really want to go wild and do display and your first experiments, pick any tool. I mean, you could actually try any other tool that suits you, and just get started. I think that's the most important part is not be self-centering yourself. And keep the phase, keep iterating, because this can really get It can become time consuming at some points because you're going to be obsessed about the shapes, about the how letters will work together. But this is like a nice step to go through.
Yeah, I love that. I
I don't know
think
if it
it's
helps or if you have more questions regarding.
no, that's really helpful. I know that sometimes I can get so bogged down into the details of my designs. So just keeping it simple, especially the advice about just starting with a few letters and just working from there is really good. Thank you.
Yeah, I love that advice too. I hadn't thought of it that way, which seems silly to not have thought of that you could only do some letters, create some letters and kind of iterate and work from there. But that makes total sense because you can see what works, what doesn't. You can kind of, I love the idea of an iterative process, and that I think plays beautifully into the experimental nature, the simple, quick turnaround of creating an OpenType font file from FontSelf. So that makes total sense to me, and I just hadn't thought of it. So thank you.
Nice.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask you, maybe as just kind of, I know we're coming to a close very shortly, but why is it important to you, Franz, specifically? Why is it important to democratize type tools?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Just had some, tough days. The world is tough, especially news. Community has its own issues that you need to try to work on to solve, and I think that's one of the reasons why we are so passionate about this, that helping humans being more human is what we are about. Reminding people that you need to care about where you come from, care about your surroundings. And I think that you can do it physically, you can do it visually, you can do it with words, you can write words, and words can have a powerful impact. So I think taking care about how we communicate is the reason why we're really focused on this.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. And where can folks find you online, find FontSelf if they want to learn more? Where can they find you?
So we have accounts on the usual social networks. We're not very active, trying to should be more proactive on social, but we care a lot about our users. So if you want to be sure to get in touch, and you have access to our software, use the chat in the software. That's the best way to get a rapid answer. And otherwise, any social networks on Twitter and on Instagram, we'll reply, and we'll be happy to hear about all the questions and things people might have to say or to ask. So, reach out wherever you feel comfortable.
Wonderful. Well, Franz, it's been great picking your brain today, and I'm so glad that we got to do this. I know that, again, I've had really wonderful experiences using your software, and this is in no way sponsored, by the way. We're just having a genuine conversation about a really great tool. And I know that, again, my students, I've recommended this to my students who are just kind of dabbling in the world of font creation and typeface design. So I just want to thank you for putting this wonderful piece of software together to create something that's really beautiful, simplified, functional for all of us want to be font designers.
Thank you so much, Diana and Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you.